The name of this thing is Small Things That Can Make a Big Difference, okay? And this fellow went on a trip to the Honduras, is that correct?
Yep.
And his whole goal that they were taking books over and distributing them in Honduras, okay? And he gets to Honduras and he's... His job is he has to log all these books in before they give them away. And all of the kids are around this great big pile of books that they're going to give away. And this one, he shoos them all away. But this one girl decides that she's got to have these books. So he hands her a book that... has already been logged in, and she reads the whole thing aloud in Spanish, okay? And after she does that, she gives her another book, and she does the same thing. And the whole point is, Mr. Cromer has written on the top of this page about three times, and some of his favorite words is intentional and engage. And then who ends up being your main guide? And that would be the Holy Spirit. But anyway, after this girl reads it, everything that he hands her, then she's just dying to be filled up. And he feels that he has completed his mission. And so he began the day by asking himself, could I make a difference? And I'm not sure I did, but I was very blessed when this girl's name that was reading all these books was Myra. And Myra seems to think that he had made a difference that day. And I think that's the whole point of the story is, did you make a difference this week in somebody's life by how you engaged them? And did you allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide as you go? Is that pretty well it? Okay, you got anything to add? Anything? Thank you.
Okay. We've been talking about people and all this stuff for 2 weeks now. How do you pick somebody? What do you look for? Okay, try to write down maybe five things.
What do you look for when you're trying to pick a particular person that you want to engage or encounter? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for?
Tell us what you guys wrote down.
Strike up a conversation.
Strike up a conversation, okay. Needs, okay. Have something in common with them, okay. Right, chemistry, that was my number three.
That's good. Okay.
What?
That's all they have.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Anybody else?
Yes, open. That's what we call a teachable spirit. Yes, connection. Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be willing to be vulnerable a little bit. And I usually always say, if you think I got it all together, you're crazier than a loon, because I'm a mess. That's being sensitive and open to the Holy Spirit, I think. Okay. Common, relate, chemistry, teachable spirit. The only other one I had that you didn't mention, are they willing to take the time? Some people just absolutely say,
I think
no,
it's a biggie, though.
I don't have time for you. That's kind of a bummer, but sometimes they don't. Are they willing to take the time? Hey, that was good. A success, I'd say.
Thank you. Amen. I liked it. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, now we're going to get in our groups and do the exact same thing again. What do you, after you pick this person, now what do you do? What do you do with them? What do you do when you get together with Gus? This was our list. I have eight things down here. Ask questions. Anybody that's been around us knows we drive you nuts with asking questions, right?
Amen.
We're good at that.
I'm good at that.
And Drew, can I tell a story on you? Okay, thank you. So I got Drew. I don't remember how old he was. I don't even remember what we were doing. Something with the tractor. We were going somewhere, probably to Whiffle Tree. So then he's quiet. And so I says, well, Drew, what's the Holy Spirit been saying to you? Yeah, I mean, how old was he? Probably 14 or maybe, I don't know. So he's staring out the window, and I'm thinking, well, he's either deaf or he's not going to answer. And then he says, no, I'm certain he wants me to be nicer to my brothers. But right, he answered it, and he was thinking about it, and it was probably true. So one of the things, ask questions, and there has to be some sort of, in your conversations, it always has to have, not always, but it ought to have some spiritual thrust to it. Ask them that questions, or, I mean, somebody said to me something not too long ago, we were having this conversation, and about, like, I just can't all of a sudden be talking about tomatoes and say something spiritual. And I said, well, that'd be the easiest thing in the world. Like, how in the world did God ever think about putting this weird thing together, you know, and is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? I mean, you could have a big, long conversation about tomatoes, about creation and all sorts of things. And he made them healthy. He made them with antioxidants. He made them taste good and on and on and on. You know, you could, it's easy to do that. Okay. Somebody, one of you guys over here, I don't remember now, you have to get in their world, which is difficult for me because I always want to drag them into my world. But, like, I'm not a, sometimes I had to go to a baseball game. I like the one, we're going to tell your story here in a minute, but no, that's you, Barb. But it was a kid's, you know, there's nothing in the world worse than a kid's baseball game when they're in Little League because the game's not good and the bleachers are terrible and the whole thing's a horrid experience. But if you want to go, if you need to talk to that mom and dad, you got to go to the ball field. And we did that. And you can do that. You have to go to wherever in the world they are.
Did you come away that, you know, negative? Did you ever convert in the middle of the ball game or anything?
Oh, no, I still don't like it. But I had a good talk conversation more than once.
Okay,
I'm just saying, you got to get into their world, as painful as it is. Because remember, line one, chapter one, in the purpose-driven life, who knows? It's not about you. Who said that? Oh, you've heard me say that a million times, cheater. It's not about you. Okay, worlds, scripture, and in conversation, it's becoming easier for me. I had this big hand thing, you know, here. It's really been a pain in the rear. But, so I'm in Columbus, and I've never even been in the hospital, you know. I've never been in an operating room. The only thing I know about operating rooms is what you see on some stupid TV show. And however, I found myself in one, and here's this woman that says, well, I know you. Really? Because I don't know, is it the drugs or what? Because I don't. And here it's the girl, a sister of the girl I work with, Doreen. And I said, because I was a nervous wreck. I know you guys don't think I get nervous. I didn't like cutting, not good. And she just calmed me just by conversation. And so I said, you know, Doreen, God gave you to me today. He knew I needed you. And so we had a spiritual conversation about God blessing us. Just these weird little baby things like Doreen. I may never see her again because...
Were you drugged up?
I had a little bit of juice. Two different things were in this side, and they were getting ready to do one on this side. Okay. I have minimal memories of it, but I do remember Doreen. Okay. When you're in this relationship, don't forget that the ultimate goal is for them to do with someone else what you are doing with them, right? We're reproducing, we're multiplying. It's not enough to have coffee forever. I like having coffee forever, and you can have coffee forever. But in the meantime, they need to be doing this with someone else. And so I didn't ask for permission for this story either, but... Jacob is doing stuff with Scotty. Do you want to, can you say a sentence about that or anything? So I'm not saying that. I hope you guys realize I'm not bragging about that. I give the credit to the Holy Spirit that enough people in this relationship actually listened to him and did what he said, that it is a successful formula, okay? And then in Luke chapter 8, I think it's in three Gospels, the parable of the four soils. Actually, there are six soils, because we'll go into that. If you don't believe me, ask me after this. But you do whatever it takes to make sure that kid is soil number four or five or six. And it don't matter how outlandish it is. Whatever it takes is what you do. Now, I'm going to read one verse. Now, this is right in Philippians, right after he says, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. We all know that. But verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. So what's that mean? Is your business my business? I've always looked at it only one way and not that way. I always thought of it as what is in their best interest, like what can I do to help them be spiritually healthy, or what can I do to help them if their lawnmower is broken, can I help them fix the lawnmower? I mean, whatever, you know. But Barbara had a very unique, for me anyhow, not I should say very unique. Do you remember that with Jacob in the ball game? Okay, well, you know, I don't like sports, it's no secret, but I kind of like going to the Cleveland Indians, and I was doing tons of stuff with Caleb, and I thought, hey, I got to get rid of Caleb for a while. And Jacob, I don't know what Jacob liked at that time. I mean, he must have been, what, 14 probably? So I says, we're going to go to a Cleveland Indians baseball game, and we're going to drive that Mustang, and we beat it to death up 71, and he made this big book of photos and... of course, they're into scrapbooking, you know, so this is a very nice book. It's on my coffee table. But, and her perspective of that was, can I tell this story? You can add to it, because I'll probably leave something out. But that I was looking after his interest in this verse, in that he likes baseball, so now today I like baseball. And that has always struck me, and I've had to keep that in my mind every time, because these kids all have things. Now, I don't know if I could go to a skateboarding event or a gaming, whatever, video game event, but I suppose I could if I had to.
Wouldn't I'm I? Going to a band concert this week.
Oh. Not good. We ought to pray for John, Johnny, whatever day that is. Okay, so... don't forget that. You look after their interests. And I think that's what that verse means. I think I was not right about that all those years. Okay, the last thing I want to... what time is it now, Mary? We got to remember, there's three things. There's my part, God's part, and what's the other one? The other guy's part. And... you know, do you want me to keep going, or you want to do it?
No, I want you to keep going. You're on a roll, man.
We call them responders. Some people respond, and some don't care. You know, it kind of has puzzled me. You know, I'm willing. I tell this fellow, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I don't care how much time we spend together. Let's learn something together.
It's almost like a process to me. You know. First of all, I have to, like all the things that we've talked about, I have to be able to relate to them. They have to be in, you know, we have to have so many things in common, and just on and on and on. And sometimes, you know, when that happens, it doesn't happen right away, because I feel that we're so far apart. But as I still try to, if I still have communications with that particular person, sometimes... they can either grow into my world, or I'm growing into their world, you know. But I don't know as I can. I don't know as if I know how to explain it. I need help.
Well, I do that. I mean, I probably haven't done it every time, but usually I'll say, my suggestion here is that we spend time together. I like breakfasts or lunch. Those are the only two things I do with people. I mean, I should probably do others, but that's everybody eats breakfast or has a lunch. And so I go everywhere at lunch or breakfast. And so I'll say, we can do this for an hour, and we don't usually, well, I just usually say, well, it can go for years, or we can do it for 1 year or forever, I don't care, and I let them decide all that stuff. And then I'll say, you know, like what you guys said, we'll probably read a book or read a book of the Bible. Me and somebody else is going to start reading a book of the Bible this next week. But I like books.
Sometimes we get rejected. And sometimes then we should pass them on to the other guy. Hope some other guy gets them.
That's on the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got ahead.
No, you're a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyhow, I just do that. And I say, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to do? I just ask them those questions. And I just say it plainly, just like we said in here. You know, I'm willing to spend as much time with you as you want to do, for as long as you want to do, and we'll learn together whatever you want to do. If we can't figure it out, the answer to something, we'll go out, look in a book or ask some smart guy. And that's how I talk.
But we get rejected. But that doesn't make us stop, you know. We go say, okay, Lord, send me somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal.